Thank you. पुत्रमत्रस्वरूपम् रूपम् तस्या गजगुरिपुरीं माथुरीं गोष्ठवाटीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिकामाधवासम् प्राप्तो यस्य पृथक् कृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्थिते हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते सप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते प्रणमामि वृन्दायै तुलसी देव्यै प्रियायै केशवस्य च कृष्णभक्ति प्रदे देवी सत्यवत्यै तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि तया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं माम चरणम् Today is very auspicious day. More than 20 lakhs or even 40 lakhs devotees from whole world are assembled in Jagannath Puri, nearer to on the bank of Indian Ocean. Very beautiful place. Now, very big festival is going on there. Jagannath Dev, Subhadra and Baldev Prabhu are riding on very big chariot, newly been built. From where it came? It came from Srimad Bhagavatam. How it has been narrated in Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna left Vrindavan all where feeling so much separation for Krishna in Vrindavan. Even cow and cow calves were so much worry, gop and gopis, and the forest of Vrindavan always drying up, always weeping and eating. Krishna sent Uddhava from Mathura. Uddhava, go to Vrindavan and pacify my father and mother, Nanda and Yashoda, and especially to gopis who has given their life and soul and everything for me. They always remember me and me, nothing else. They have given their taking prasadam anything. They don't decorate themselves, never. Always weeping and weeping. Matchita matgas prana. both hands upper, like this. They don't take bath, even, no sleep. When Krishna went to Mathura and from Mathura to Dwarka, only Gopi's hope was only that sometimes they used to become faint and sometimes like sleeping. But both these two friends also left Gopis and Gopis when Krishna went to Mathura with taking this faintness and also sleeping. So no sleep, no murcha at all, suffering so much. After about 60 or more than that, about 80 years after that, but still Krishna was young and gopis and gop all were young, kishore. Krishna sent any message to Vrindavan that I am going to Kurukshetra. There will be very wholesale sun,
solar eclipse,
Surya Grahan. Sun will be almost all covered, and it will be like dark night. Sarva Grash Surya Grahan. What is eucalyptus?
Eclipse.
And Krishna with his whole queens, 16,108 queens, all sons, daughters with Baldev Prabhu, with his all generals, chariots and everything, with his whole wealth, he proceeded there and he reached there. Also at that time, Bhisham Pitama, Duryodhan, Dronacharya, Karna and all brothers of Duryodhan and almost all the kings of whole world assembled there to take bath in that pond, very pious pond. Crores of crores persons were there in their separate camps. At that very day, they took bath in that pond. And after that, they were giving so much charities to all Brahmins. They were giving so much charities that there was none to take any charity. All were giving like this. No, there was none to take like this. All were satisfied. Those who had charities, they began to charity also to others. On charity, again charity. So, there was none to take like this. Oh, I want any charity. All were satisfied because Krishna was there. After that, they assembled to Krishna all the rishis and maharshis like Narada Goswami, Vyasadeva, Gautam, Hari, Yajnavalkya, Kavi Havi, Antariksha, and so many prominent rishis and realized rishis and maharshis. Realized souls. They came to Krishna. Big tents were there, in which lakhs of persons can sit. There was no arrangement of loudspeaker, but everything was there. All were saying that Krishna is nearer to me, Krishna is nearer to me. I'm joking, I'm telling something. to Krishna, and Krishna is very happy to hear. In this council, also Pandavas came, Yudhishthir, Arjun, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadev, with Draupadi and Kunti. Kunti was meeting with Vasudeva Maharaj, his brother. Kunti was brother of, sister of Vasudeva Maharaj. She was so much weeping. Tears were so much coming. Brother, you have not remembered me when poison was given to my sons, when they were burning in fire, when they were taken everything, their all wealth and kingdom and everything, and Draupadi was going to be naked. You have not remembered. You are my brother. You should have remembered me. Weeping so loudly. And she took Vasudev this neck around his arms. Vasudev Maharaj also began to weep. He told after that, sister, at that time I was in the prison of Kamsa. My all sons Kans put to death. All sons, so many sons, 6. Luckily, this Baldev and Krishna is saved. So at that time also I was so much in suffering and under the custody of Kamsa, that banded me in iron chains. And they were kicking me. So how could I do? But anyhow, I always remember you. When I came from the jail, first I sent my message to you. It depends on Krishna, mercy on Bhagavan, God. That sometimes we meet and sometimes we are separated to each other. Sometimes suffering, sorrow, and sometimes very prosperous and so good. So it does not depend on any soul, only on Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the meantime, they heard that Nanda Baba and all Brajavasis are coming on bullock carts. So many bullock carts. Yashodama, Nanda Baba, and all the Brajavasis with all the gopis like Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha, and all the friends, Dam, Sidam, Sudam, Vasudam, So Krishna, and all Madhumangal are coming. Thousands and thousands of lakhs and lakhs gopis are also coming. When Krishna and Baldev heard this, oh, mother is coming, father is coming, Krishna became upset. He began to weep. Mother, mother, where you are? And when advanced towards Yashoda and Nanda. Bullock cart was now stopped. Nanda Yashoda came out from the cart. Yashoda embraced Krishna in his lap, in her lap. And she was weeping like cows, very loudly. My dear son, my dear son. Krishna came in the lap of Yashoda. And Yashoda covered with his veil. Weeping, both were weeping. Baldev Prabhu went to, he went on the feet of Vasudeva Maharaj. Vasudeva Maharaj also weeping and caressing Baldev Prabhu. All gopis and gopis were weeping. When Yashoda Vasam was pacified, but she was weeping, at once Rohini with Devaki came there. Devaki was so worried that Yashoda thinks that Krishna is my own son, and Krishna also knows that my mother is only Yashoda, not Devaki. He have never told any time mother Devaki. Now he is in the lap of Yashoda Devi, and mother, he is weeping. Devaki wanted to tell Krishna and Yashoda, Yashoda, Krishna is not your son, he is my son, but he is now forgetting me and taking you like your real mother, you. But he cannot tell all these things in the court of all so many persons. So he strictly told Yashoda, when we are in the prison of Kansa, we could not support Krishna and Baldev. We, in a hidden way, we sent our son to Gokul to you. So he is my son, but you have kept and supported Krishna and nourished Krishna more than anyone's son. So I am giving so much thanks to you that you have supported Krishna for 12 years, like your eyes pupils. Rohini saw that Devaki will do something wrong. She is coming between Yashoda and Krishna, so she strictly told that, oh, so many persons are waiting for you. Yes, we should come to that. And strictly she took Devaki from there. Now Yashoda was somewhat weeping, was stopped something. But Krishna was doing like this so much. Lalita Vishakha and with Radhika was there waiting. They cannot come when Yashoda is there or Nand Baba. So Yashoda saw that if I am waiting here more and talking with Krishna more, then all the gopis, suddenly they will die, all. She told Nand Maharaj. And Baldev Prabhu, taking his fingers in her hand, and she went away quickly from that place where Vasudev, Devaki and all others were there. Now gopis had chance to come here and to meet with Krishna. Seeing gopis, Krishna began to mourn loudly, and all gopis were weeping so much. After a long time, about 80 years, after 80 years, they met to Krishna. Gopyas Krishna Mopalabhya Chiradabhishtam Yat prekhane drisheshu pakshakritam shapamti. Drigvi hridikritam alam parirabdha sarva tad bhavamapu nitya yujang durapam. Vyasadev and Sukhdev Goswami are explaining how they were meeting. If anyone is dead, and by luck, if life again comes, they became like this. They were all dead, but when they saw Krishna, then they became again alive. Here he is telling, Krishna upalabdha chirat avishtam. After a long time, they have met with Krishna. They took Krishna from their eyes, through their eyes, and took in their heart, and embraced so strongly Krishna. And may they become like one. Especially Srimati Radhika. It is very effort for Lakshmi, who lives always in the breast of Narayan, or for the rishis and muni, purifying their hearts, always remember Krishna there, but the lotus feet of Krishna never comes in their heart. They try, but never. But these gopis took Krishna in their hearts and also in arms. They were all waiting, feeling so much separation. Krishna told us, what should I do? Gopis told, that we want that you should come with us in Vrindavan. We are meeting with you here in this Kurukshetra battlefield. But here are so many elephants, horses, lakhs and lakhs, so many generals, so many soldiers, also your all queens, so thousands of queens. Here is Bhisham Pitama, Vasudeva, Devaki, and all are here. We are meeting here. We are feeling some happiness here, but not in full. We cannot talk with you here in front of them, because they are my first fathers and forefathers and like all. There is so opulence here. So we cannot freely meet together. We remember Vrindavan. What Vrindavan? We were Kishori and Kishore. You Kishore at that time. Kishore means? Before young. Entering in young age. More beautiful than young age. And you are also Kishore. There was no band at all. We are meeting freely in the shades of Kadamba tree for a fragrance of Beli Chameli Jui with Kadamba flower was coming. And we are happily talking each other. There was no any mediator. But luckily, like we were married. This was a poem of any Kavi. Another. And Rup Goswami has transferred this in his own poem. That is same Radha and you are same Krishna. We are loved and beloved there. No mediator. Freely meeting. So much cuckoos were that time singing so. And Mayur, peacocks were dancing there. And very good smell was coming. Now we are here. We are meeting, but not so much pleasure as we meet freely in Vrindavan. So we want that you should come with me to Vrindavan and play with all gopis. Make your friends happy. We will also be happy with you, dancing, remembering and singing there, free. Then Krishna became ready. A chariot was there. What chariot? Gopi's heart. They made their heart like chariot. And they told Krishna to sit there. And sitting on that chariot of heart, you should come to Vrindavan. And we will never give up you. You will be always in Vrindavan. So all the gopis were very happy, taking Krishna in their chariots of heart and taking to Vrindavan. And Gopi was telling that, you are my beloved. After so long period, you have met us. So now you are going to Vrindavan. Same thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought it in Puri. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in Puri, he did first Gundicha Mandir Marjan. First day, meaning yesterday. And today in morning, Krishna is coming to Vrindavan with gopis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the mood of Radhika. And he did first of all pranam to Jagannath Dev when he was coming on the chariot. To take Krishna in the chariot is very heavy task and dangerous task. So much. Strong. Very high. They are called Daita. Very strong persons. More bigger than Gopinath. One hand like this. Taller. Very strong like Jasodhanandan, more than. Very beautiful person. They took their chadar here, like Pahalwan. Restless. And they tied Krishna here, and ropes. And he abused Krishna so much things. Like Sala, you know? Brother-in-law. Here is no, this is not abuse, but in India it is abuse. And so many abuses that we don't know from where you have burned, who taken birth. Who is your mother? Who is your father? So you are fatherless, motherless. Like this abusing. Because it is not certain that who is the father of Krishna? Vasudev or Nanda Maharaj? Who is mother? Actually, none is mother. There is no father, mother. So gopis, they are telling so much abuses to Krishna. And they are pulling Krishna, hundreds and hundreds of these big pahalwans. And Krishna is coming like this, very big, weak, peacock feathers here, very decorated with jewels and so many garlands. And when he rides on the chariot, very big problem. Sometimes he goes, sometimes and goes again, like this. It slips from upside. Anyhow, sometimes in 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, sometimes whole day, he never goes on the throne, upside. So it takes so much. And always, all so many parties, about 100 and 1000 of parties are always kirtan. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Subhadra, Baladev. And Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Sei to Parannath Paini, like this, so many kirtans. flesh and lust person used to hold it. Once he was not in a way to go, so the chariot was standing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. He was backside of the chariot. So Rath was not going forward. So many elephants, about 100 of elephants were brought there, and they were pulling so strongly, but chariot was not going forward an inch. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the chariot, "Take it all, I will do alone." So he gave his head and began to. Chariot was going very in a good way. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to be backside of the chariot, it was a stop, and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going in front and singing and going, then chariot also going. So Jagannath was saying the dance and singing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so many in so many several parties of kirtan. There are prominent about 7 parties. Back side, in front, this side, again front, so many. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in one party, Nityananda Prabhu was in one party, Srinivas was dancing in one party, Nityananda Prabhu dancing, some were Haridas Thakur, some were Sarup, Damodar, Raya Ramanand, so prominent in front. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once became so many, and in each party he began to dance and sing. He was dancing in so way that tears were coming like what?
Syringe.
And he was very quickly like Krishna, he began to dance. At the same time, his Pratap Rudra, he saw that. Oh, he is Krishna himself. He saw in the shape of Krishna. His general was with him, and very carefully he was seeing, looking. Lakhs of persons were seeing, looking that dance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srinivas Acharya, Srivas Pandit, was also seeing the dance of Mahaprabhu. And the king was on the back side of Srivas Pandit. But he was doing like so, Srivas Pandit, and king directly could not see. So he wanted to see. So his general came and took Srivas Pandit, Srivas, aside. He did one time, two times, and he became angry, Srivas Pandit, and gave a slap to general. General was so weak and tall and so strong. He wanted to take revenge, but at once King Pratap Rudra at once told him, "Don't do anything. They are associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhuji himself, Krishna. Don't do. Be silent." At once he became silent. After that, in the halfway, perhaps he is climbing on the chariot still now, and kirtan is going on. So in the midday, the chariot came in the midway, and all their offering to Jagannath Dev Baladev Subhadra, and chariot was stopped. So many lakhs and lakhs persons taking something, especially narikel, coconut, and so many sweets Kathal, you know, Kathal? Jackfruit. So many kinds of fruits, mango and all other things. Taking his air hand, and Jagannath is very far away from there. He is taking all by eyes, everything. And distributing to others day by day. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing so much, now he was some tired. He went with his associates, that is Sarup, Damodar, Raya Ramanand, and all were there. Under a tree, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his head on the of a tree, root of tree, and he was thinking that I am Radhika and Krishna has left me and went to Mathura. And he was weeping like that. Tears were coming. Where I am, what I am doing, he was not knowing anything. Only Krishna, Krishna. King wanted to meet him. For so many years he was trying king. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has ordered that king should not come to me. I don't want to meet with king. Though he was so much pure devotee. How? Why? Because they are Vishai.
Sense enjoyer.
Vishai. I don't want to meet him. King wanted to invite Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his palace. He refused. He wanted to come and meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was strict in this. He never met any king or king person or any king or anyone who were very wealthy, rich and all. Always making self for gratification, sense gratification. Never. He also not touched any woman, whether she be girl or anything. Never. So, king was hearing, but he wanted to meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to take dust of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raya Ramananda, friend of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Governor General of Prataparudra, Nityananda Prabhu, Sarvam Bhattacharya, they made a clique that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu up in the Rath Chariot festival, he will be unconsciousness, he will be infant and weeping, lamenting like Srimati Radhika. You should go and read the slokes of Rath Panchadhyayi. And he will hear and at once he will embrace you. And your wish will be fulfilled. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was lying down and crying and weeping, lamenting like Srimati Radhika for Krishna separation. In the meantime, he went to Raya Ramananda, Sarvam Bhattacharya, Advaitacharya Nityananda Prabhu and he did pranam to all. And he took orders from them that I am going to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please save me and help me. He took off his royal dresses, everything, and became very simple, only one dhoti, having here and there. Very ordinary person, not like a king. And he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he began to recite the slokes of Rath Panchadhyayi, like Tava Kathamritam Tapta Jeevanam Kabhiriditam Kalma Shapaham Shavana Bangalam Srimadatatam Bhuvi Gridantite Bhurida Jana. Pranata Dehina Papakarshanam Trinachuranugam Sri Niketanam. फणफणार्पितं ते पदम्बुजं किणकुचे सुना कृन्दिहृदयम्. He began to recite in so much very pathetic tone that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to weep more. His heart was melting. Who is singing? Who is giving nectar in my ears? And he at once stood up. And he did not know that who is singing and who is doing. He embraced that king.